One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 4. Look at verse 24, and I want us to read it from the NIV. Look at the scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. NIV. And to put on the new self. Now that you're born again, you have a new self. He says, live that way. Sink into the new self. Like you sink into your pants. Sink into the new self. Created to be like God. In true righteousness and holiness. Did you see that? You were created to be like God. You're going to discover this in 2025. And you're going to have to walk in this understanding. If I was created to be like God, no more headaches, colds, and fevers. If I was created to be like God, no failures. Success only. Victory only. You were created to be like God. Look at it now. He says, put on the new self. This is the self that is born again. That's what he's talking about. If you've not been born again, you don't have a new self. You are still the old self. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. Live the life of the new self. Created to be like God. Legroso paramahai. First Epistle of St. John, chapter 4 and verse 17. I want you to see what it says there. He's talking about Jesus Christ. Watch what it says. Herein, oh boy, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world, not when we get to heaven. In this world. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. As he is, not as he was. As he is, what does that mean? When I say not as he was. Oh, not as he was before he was crucified. As he is, the glorified Christ. Hallelujah. As he is, so am I in this world. Say, as he is, so am I in this world. Number two, you're going to walk in the fullness of him. Did you hear that? Walk in the fullness of him. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. Can I walk in the fullness of him? Ha ha ha. I just read it to you. Being replete with God. Look at this. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth, that means surpasseth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Did you see that? He prayed that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Aroma, the fullness of God. Nothing left out. You are replete with God. Let me read it better to you in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And ye are complete in him. Aha. Plero. Complete, replete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. You are replete with him. Every fiber of your being, every bone of your body, completely inundated with the Christ. Oh, this is Christianity. Do you understand? He says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 21, so you get it. From verse 21, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 21. Far above, he's talking about where Jesus is set. You read the previous verses. He is set far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Jesus is set far above all principality and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Look at the next verse. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. That means for the benefit of the church. But here's where I'm going. The next verse. Which is his body, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is his body. The church is the fullness of him who fills everything. Christ fills everything. And we are the fullness of him. Oh boy. You got to understand this. Go to chapter 5, verse 30. Same book, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. Look at it. See what it says. For we are members, milos, limbs. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Oh, you have to have that consciousness every day of your life. 24 hours a day. We are members of his body. Of his flesh and of his bones. We are one with him, replete with him. So Rabaka Sandarabahaya. Where will sickness come from? Where will the cancer come from? Where will that disease come from? When you are replete with Christ. Oh ho ho, hallelujah. Number 3. This year, I'm telling you, this year, we will complete the full preaching of the gospel in all nations. You better believe it. He said it's the year of completeness. You better believe it. You better believe it. Listen, in Romans chapter 15, from verse 19, Paul was able to tell when he had completed the full preaching. Let me read it to you. It says, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached. Now listen, the words fully preached are the words plero. The word plero, fully preached the gospel. He knew he had fully preached the gospel from Jerusalem round about to Illyricum. He said, I have fully preached it. This year, 2025, we will fully preach the gospel to all the world. Shout amen, somebody. Let me keep reading to you. Go on in that same verse. Move to the next one. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Look at the next. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. Look at this next verse. But now, having no more place in these parts, he has so preached, he said, there's no place left. Having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire to come to you for many years. Look at it. He has so preached the gospel. He says, no places left that I have not preached the gospel. I have fully preached it, he says, in these parts. From Jerusalem, round about to Illyricum. He says, I have fully preached the gospel. 2025, we will fully preach the gospel to all nations. Langradusa praktila hagrades. December the 2nd alone, just one day, we distributed Rhapsody of Realities to more than 5 billion people around the world. And we continued the distribution for the rest of the month. Think about it. And that was just without this message. What do you think is going to happen with this message? And this is the year of completeness. We will complete the preaching of the gospel to all the world. In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, look at verse 14. The words of Jesus. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Shout amen, somebody. Yes. Yes. There's a definite number that the Lord is waiting for. There's a definite number. I want you to go in the NIV one more time. And let's read from Romans chapter 11 from verse 25. We're going to read it 25 into 26. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brethren, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.